USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Alabama, with a new law making nearly all abortions illegal in that state. In signing that bill yesterday, Republican Governor Kay Ivey said because of the Roe v. Wade Supreme Court decision, the law may be unenforceable, but authors of the law are hoping it will spark a challenge before the Supreme Court. Televangelist Pat Robertson says he doesn't think this is the right bill for that.
My humble view is that this is not the case we want to bring to the Supreme Court because I think this one will lose.
He cites the fact it makes no exception for rape and incest. President Trump will unveil an immigration reform plan today that will reportedly move the nation from a family-based system to one based on skills and employment opportunities and will include a call for continued construction of a wall. And this is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents...
Doug, is that your pet Emu?
He's my partner, Limu. And we're here to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
So is he only an Emu because it rhymes with Limu, as in Liberty Mutual?
Well, I wonder.
So this is just a clever way to get people to remember Liberty Mutual, huh?
Kinda.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume. You're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Acting FAA Administrator Daniel Elwell is defending his agency's handling of the grounding of the Boeing 737 MAX after two deadly crashes. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
He told the House panel the grounding was ordered when a link was established between the Lion Air and the Ethiopian airline crashes and said the flight system that was thought to be responsible for the crashes was thoroughly evaluated and approved by the agency before being installed in the aircraft.
There were, in the 50,000 flights in the MAX, we had 24 reports that mentioned, from pilots, that mentioned some sort of anomaly on pitch. None of those reports were related to the MCAS. Zero.
The U.S. canceling all commercial and cargo flights to and from Venezuela because of the political instability there, but most American carriers had already scrubbed direct flights to and from Venezuela. And this is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The head of the UN is concerned that a so-called nuclear coffin in the Marshall Islands is leaking into the Pacific. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is touring the South Pacific to raise awareness of climate change issues and saying he's concerned that the concrete dome built in the 70s to try to contain waste from an atomic bomb test site may be leaking now. Radioactive ash from the tests was poured into a crater. He said the crater was never lined, though, leading to fears the waste may be just seeping into the ocean. The search for a missing 4-year-old girl in Houston's been suspended. A volunteer group says they've temporarily suspended the search to find Malia Davis after following up on dozens of tips and leads. The group says they found no evidence that's been helpful. The group insists it's just a temporary suspension, though, till they can get more information. The girl's father, Darian Vence, was the last person to see her, and he's now been charged with evidence tampering. And Woodstock 50 is back on, a New York judge ruling yesterday the Japanese finance company that's behind it had no right to cancel the festival. He also ruled, though, the company does not have to return the nearly $18 million that Woodstock co-founder Michael Lang alleged it had taken from the festival's bank account. Woodstock 50, though, is now set to take place on August 16th through the 18th in Watkins Glen, New York. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.